Com.
Fred and Dave, we will be discussing car care and repair with local automotive experts. Call in with any automotive questions Monday at 4 p.m.
Automotive know-how is brought to you by AutoRepairArizona.com. That's AutoRepairArizona.com, where you'll find trusted Napa Auto Care Centers located throughout the Valley of the Sun.
Listen to Automotive Know-How every Monday at 4 p.m.
Are you looking for a doctor who cares about you as an individual, who knows about you and your history? At Engelman Health Institute, we design personalized health and wellness solutions unique to you. We bring the technical mastery as well as the personal touch that's missing in healthcare today. Our integrative medical program provides precise, predictive, preventative, personalized care that makes you our only focus. Call us at 602-466-3226 or visit engelmanhealth.com. That's 602-466-3226.
Try to live in day to day like everything's all right.
And now, the Sports Kings with Rod Johnson, Nicole Key, and host Mean Gene, the Sports Machine.
Just waiting on that moment.
Good morning, Phoenix, Arizona, here on 1100 KFNX. I am your host this morning. I am Rod, Hot Rod Johnson, as I'm giving myself a nickname. And I am joined today, and we are this three-headed monster that we call the Sports Kings. Unfortunately, one of the Sports Kings, the reason I'm hosting today, he's out celebrating his birthday. So happy birthday to you, Mean Gene. But however, this three-headed monster would not be complete. Well, actually, the prettiest of the three-headed monsters. Miss Nicole Key. How you doing, Nicole? Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning, Rod. How are you?
I am doing quite well. Still got a little jitters in my stomach, you know, getting, you know, this NFL draft has been one of for the ages, but we're going to get into that, especially the first round, and see, we'll talk about what Arizona did in this first round and some of the shakeups that happened in Solid. You know, of course, the NFL draft couldn't be anything without. Yeah, a lot of surprises and a lot of controversy. So we're definitely going to get into that. We're definitely going to get into some Major League Baseball today to talk about where the Diamondbacks are in that tight National League West. We're going to talk a little NBA basketball. You know, Steph Curry is out. So what's going to happen with Golden State? And today we actually have a special guest on the show with us, former Golden State first-round pick, Mr. Raymond Townsend. He's going to be joining us today to talk more in depth about, you know, just the NBA in general, the playoffs, Golden State, and whether or not that hire last night in L.A. was a good hire. Oh. We're talking about Luke Walton going to the L.A. Lakers.
Yes. Well, I am so mixed about that.
But we're going to get into that, but today we're definitely talking NFL. Nicole, Thursday night, prime time. The NFL kicked off their annual draft.
Where were you at? Did you go to that draft party, or did you stay at home tuned into the TV?
No, Nicole, I got two small ones, and the NFL draft. Anything dealing with football, they want to play with daddy. So I actually had to be a bad dad on Thursday, and went out and met some friends, and actually we set up
at
a draft party and watched it.
You just say you're working. I tell my daughters I'm working. Leave me alone.
That doesn't work. That doesn't work with a 7-year-old and a 3-year-old. That does not. They don't know what working means. I'm working on having more fun with them. That's what they thought. So, yeah, we went out, and, you know, Nicole, the draft started off. It was great. California, you know, the California had the first pick, L.A. Rams. They selected Jared Goff, who, you know, that wasn't a surprise to anyone.
And the many went as planned, the first five, pretty much.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, Nicole, because, okay, you talked to Jared Goff, sorry.
Oh, Cowboys, you know, maybe.
He was the first time since 1975, and you remember a guy by the name of Steve Bartkowski, that a quarterback from the University of California went first overall. Goff joins Craig Morton, Rich Campbell, Bowler, and Aaron Rodgers as the only Cal quarterbacks to be selected in the first round. So I remember all those guys. Playing in the NFL. And then, of course, the second pick went to Carson Wentz from the Philadelphia Eagles. And, you know,
I was going to ask, you know, every draft they have, like, two quarterbacks that go head-to-head, like Luck and RG3. So this year was the Goff and Wentz. Which one do you think is going to flop or raise to the hype of all the talk? Do you think Goff is going to be the superstar, or do you think Wentz will be the superstar?
Good question. I am going to say one or the other.
Hopefully both, but usually one's a flop.
And when you're saying a flop or the superstar, you're not talking about in the 2016 season. You're talking about as a whole in their career,
as a whole career, yes.
I'm going to go with Wentz. I mean, even though you're looking at he comes from a lower level league, and he didn't have that many starts, in his college career. However, even though Sam Bradford is over there crying about he wants to get out of Philadelphia, he needs to just calm it down just a little bit. They only gave you a 2-year extension on for a reason.
Now
if Wentz can sit behind Bradford for a year and a half before he takes over, 2 years before he takes over, he's going to have some time to be able to play. However, you're looking at the Nick Foles situation. It's the L.A. Rams. They're back in L.A. You got a California kid sitting on the bench. I don't see him sitting longer than this season. So I think he's going to be pushed into that starting position faster than Wentz will. So he won't have that much time to learn. So, if you ask me right now, I'm going to go against the grain a little bit, and I'm going to say Carson Wentz will have the better career.
I agree with you. I think he would also, too, because he's more trainable. I mean, the Eagles could make him into their franchise quarterback since he wasn't in the limelight as Goff was, so he's more humble.
Right.
And he hasn't had that many playing time since he was from a lower division. So he's probably less prone to injury, considering Goff had more time on the field.
You're absolutely right, but at the same time, Carson Wentz is in one of the roughest cities to play in. He will be playing in Philadelphia, and those fans
have no
patience.
He's used to getting hit, huh?
Yeah, he has. They have no, and not even getting hit on the field. He may be getting hit by his fans if he don't do well. So the pressure is definitely on.
Well, Bradford's
on
not
him
getting hit.
Well, yeah, Brad. Well, the way he's been acting,
he's refusing his coach's calls. I mean, that's a brat.
Well,
he's
I mean, you know,
his coach's calls.
I look at it as being a Brad, but he's a mediocre quarterback.
Bradford's a mediocre quarterback. He's not like he's 60% of his though. So it's like, what is he really having crying about? He has a 2-year contract. I mean, that's career. I mean, that's employment. He should just take it.
Name one quarterback that's in the league that's not a Brad.
Oh, I know. They're divas.
You know that you're losing your job in a year and a half, 2 years, so I can definitely understand where he's. Well, I'm not going to say I can understand because I don't have a 2-year, $35 million contract. I'm sitting here saying, well, you know what, give me that money. I'll be okay. If you're looking at the schools, back to the first round real quick, if you're looking at the schools, which school, I know you know this answer. It's been all over the news. The Ohio State Buckeyes, they went crazy in this draft. They had many, many multiple players going in that first round, and it was just unbelievable on how many players. You had 5 first-round picks from the Ohio State Buckeyes to go in the first round. Joey Bosa, Ezekiel Elliott, Taylor Decker, Darren Lee. It's just unreal. Kudos to that program. Kudos to, of course, that's why they won it last year, and they were close to winning it this year. But they are definitely back on top in college football, and where they need to be. Where's college football without Ohio
impressive.
State? But yeah, they definitely had an impressive draft, and then they had many more to go in the second and third round as well. So they definitely had a good draft. But Nicole, I have to ask you: we're talking about, and again, this is the Sports Kings here this bright Sunday, Saturday morning. I'm sorry, here on KFNX.
My weekend. Don't push it forward.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am your host, Rod Johnson, today while Mean Gene is out celebrating his birthday. Happy birthday, Mean Gene.
I know. He's probably all hungover somewhere.
He better be. He doesn't need to be listening. It's his birthday weekend, so he needs to be hungover somewhere. but you're right. And I also have the lovely Nicole Key here with me. Nicole.
Hello.
Going back to the first round of the draft, what was your biggest surprise of the first round?
Well, considering my number one pick was Laramie Tunsil from Ole Miss, I thought he was going to be. And then what happened with that situation, that was, like, unbelievable mean. That was, like, a hate crime.
Wow.
That was a hater move.
I mean, you know, it's a lot of rumors on what's going on out there. I'm going to go ahead and put the blame on him as well, because if you're dumb enough to still have that on your phone, you know, going into what the limelight you're about to go into, wherever this video was, from my understanding, it was still on his phone, but someone may have had that video. Regardless, that move, okay, kids do what kids do. If I was to sit here and tell you some of the stuff I did as a kid when I was that age, this show would be about 3 hours long, and everyone would probably just stop listening.
He passed the drug test. That's all that matters. So whatever he did 2 years ago doesn't really matter.
Well, it kind of does. If you're going to invest that money into a person like that, and
do you
he
not
has,
think the scouts already researched all that? You don't think the scouts kind of knew, like, if he was really, like, we call it an addict or always smoking? I'm pretty sure they did ins and outs and was very thorough. I'm pretty sure
But at the same time, for that to come out 10 minutes before the draft, and whoever said they're saying that is his stepfather, who is his stepfather? D'Angelo Russell? I mean, because who does this? Who has that much hate for a person? Who has that much hate for a person to where you're going to try to just sabotage their entire, not their career, not their career, but you're trying to sabotage not their career, but just their lifestyle in general. And you're right, there is history there, and these guys it was unreal. I just can't believe it. There were other surprises.
Well, his dad and him got charged for domestic violence. There's a charge there, so because his dad was, I guess, attacking his mom or something like that, so he's protecting his mom, and that's why he got the domestic violence charge. So the dad and him have some kind of estrangement. But we'll get back on the other end of the show and talk
more
about
NFL. Yeah, what we're going to do is catch up on some Major League Baseball and some NBA, as you are listening to the Sports Kings here on 1100 KFNX. Looking forward to some baseball, looking forward to we may even go into some hockey. It's hockey time right now.
Oh, God.
Tune into the Sports Kings Saturday morning at 7 a.m.
You don't get that title, all-time leading rusher, by being hurt. Everybody's choking now. Always Duke, North Carolina, they're always in the top five. You can always find us on the web, sportskings.net.
Catch up on everything in the world of professional sports with Rod Johnson, Nicole Key, back to reality, and Mean Gene the Sports Machine, Saturday at 7 a.m.
Hi, this is Dan Schaefer, host of Absolute Investment Strategies. Join me on Monday at 12:30 p.m. where I will be discussing political events and governmental policies that are affecting your investments. That's Absolute Investment Strategies with me, Dan Schaefer, Monday at 12:30 p.m.
I'm John Tesh. Coming up this week on Intelligence for Your Life, I'll share the latest science on finding lost objects. Here's a hint. The harder we look, the less likely we are to find what we're looking for. And I'll tell you about a new study that says slipping on a warm pair of slippers is one of the best ways to de-stress. I'll explain why. Next John Tesh Radio Show, Intelligence for Your Life. 1100 KFNX. Listen to me Saturdays at 10 p.m. or online at 1100KFNX.com.
There's only one thing guaranteed in life. You will die. Are you prepared? A will and trust is only one step in the process. Now, what do you do with them? Papers get destroyed. Combinations to safes get lost. DocumentTrunk.com provides you with a safe, proactive approach to storing and distributing your last words. Don't take chances with your family's future. DocumentTrunk.com is the only place guaranteed to be there. Visit DocumentTrunk.com today and receive a 3-month free trial when you enter KFNX at the checkout box.
Tune up, tune up, tune up. Your car? No, your luxury wristwatch. It's time to tune up your watch at Diamond Gems Jewelry. Our professional service includes cleaning, lubrication, and calibration. You save big with our special. Call 602-279-0561 for your nearest location. Diamond Gems, 602-279-0561. It's time to tune up your watch at Diamond Gems Jewelry. And Diamond Gems is buying, too. Strapped for cash? Need extra money? Sell your old jewelry, luxury watches, and coins today. Call Diamond Jim's Jewelry, where you get the most cash for jewelry, watches, and coins. We are buying. Call 602-279-0561 for your nearest location. That's Diamond Jim's at 602-279-0561 and get the most cash today for your watches, jewelry, and coins. 602-279-0561.
Cause all I do is win.
And we are back, KFNX, Phoenix, Arizona. Good morning to you. I am your host today, Rod Hot Rod Johnson.
It's me and Gene.
I'm
sorry? You have to go Rod Johnson.
I don't know. Maybe third segment. Let me practice it while we're on our next break. And of course, I'm being joined by the lovely Nicole Keita this morning. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning, Miss Jean.
Real quick before we jump into some NBA playoffs and some Major League Baseball, a little bit more about that first round. Of course, the biggest shock to me was Joey Bosa going to San Diego. Everyone thought with the defenses that they have in the AFC West, San Diego would go with one of the offensive linemen, but they end up going with Joey Bosa. Ezekiel Elliott, to me, is probably the best.
Tell me what you think about that one, because that's your team, right?
Yeah, I'm a Cowboys fan. Ezekiel Elliott, to me, he was the best defensive player picked in the first round. And I say that why? Because Ezekiel Elliott, behind that offensive line, will help the Dallas Cowboys control the clock, and it will keep the defensive team off the field. So to me, sometimes your offense is your better defense. Your offense helps your defense, and in this case, the Dallas Cowboys definitely helped their somewhat depleted defense. Their front seven is kind of skeptical right now. It's going to keep those guys fresh off the field. When the Cowboys were 12-4 a couple of years ago, that's exactly what happened with DeMarco Murray, kept the defense off the field. So I think that's what's going to happen. The Jacksonville Jaguars, phenomenal draft so far. This team is up and coming. I've been saying that for years.
They got a good pick.
They got an excellent pick with Jalen Ramsey. I was kind of shocked with Leonard Floyd going so early to the Chicago Bears, but they traded up. And speaking of trades, there were seven trades, if you include the top two picks that happened earlier, but there were five live trades in the first round on Thursday night. So that was kind of
going on.
Yeah, that was a lot of excitement. That's what would make the draft very, very worth it. Cleveland Browns, you know, all the draft picks that they have, they picked up Corey Coleman, a speedy wide receiver out of Baylor, and all of a sudden the wide receivers just started falling off the board. At that point, Will Fuller went to go compliment DeAndre Hopkins down in Houston, wide receiver out of Notre Dame, then Josh Dotson, and kudos to the TCU Horned Frogs. These guys, that was the first-round player ever drafted out of that program, so kudos to those guys, and then Laquon Treadwell out of Ole Miss. So before we get into baseball, Nicole, any other surprises for you?
Hello.
You want to talk about your
Raiders.
Oakland Raiders? You want
to
talk about your Oakland Raiders?
Just okay. Went over my team. Hello? Do you want me to start with your Cowboys? You just totally forgot about me. I'm really excited about the moves that my team has made. We needed our secondary to get stronger, and we're building our secondary up with the pick that we got, Carl Joseph. I mean, he's injured, but before he got injured, he played five games, and he had the most interceptions. So I'm happy with him, and he has a great character as far as teammates and his coaching staff that he dealt with before. They're loving him. So he could be a hard hitter, too. So I'm looking forward to seeing him on the field.
And, you know, we can't forget about the Arizona Cardinals. They, you know, with the tremendous defense that they have right now, Arizona did not have a second round pick last night, but that tremendous defense that they have right now, they picked up Robin Ndiche, also from Ole Miss. Ole Miss, you know, stepped up in this draft with three players drafted in the first round, but just like Tunsil, he has a little off field issues. And if they can get that under control, and I know Bruce Arians is one of those great coaches out there, I think he would be a tremendous help for this Arizona defense. I still say look for Arizona to find that future quarterback in the fifth and sixth rounds later today.
I think they need a center, too.
Yeah, they need a center as well. But right now, you're looking at Ndiche from Ole Miss, they picked up. And honestly, I give them an A. That was definitely a great pickup at that spot, at the 29th spot.
They're building something pretty good.
Oh, yes. It looks as if Arizona will be winning for a long time. So, you know, the NFL draft is in Chicago. Chicago is pretty hype right now, and not only because of the NFL draft, as we transition over to a little baseball, the winningest team in baseball right now come from the city of Chicago. And I'm not just talking about my Chicago Cubs. I am also talking about the Chicago White Sox. The Chicago White Sox at 16-8. They actually lost last night 6-3 to Baltimore, but they lace them up again tonight at 7:05. They're in Baltimore. Chicago White Sox have a 16-8 record, and then the other team
Didn't the Cubs have a no hitter last week?
Yes. Arrieta pitched a no hitter last week for the Cubs. The Cubs are 17-5. They have won their last four games. They actually won last night at home against Atlanta. The city of Chicago is very happy right now with the draft being there. The two baseball teams are playing very, very well. And when you're talking about teams playing well, we have to go over to this jammed up National League West. Right now, Arizona is sitting in third, only a half a game out at 12-13. Unfortunately, they lost last night 9-0.
Do you think they should panic?
No, they should not panic. They lost last
Neither
night.
Neither does the GM. The GM doesn't think they should panic, too. He's pretty confident about it.
I mean, because it's still early in the season. When they were on the road for those 10 games, they were actually 7-3 in those 10 games, and they were against their foes in their division. And remember, I was saying early in the season, if Arizona went and lost it, you know, if they had a bad road travel season during that time, it was going to be real rough for them. But if they came out 7-3, they're 12-13 right now. But you got to think about it. The Dodgers are only 12-12. San Francisco, they're on
the worst starting rotation right now of the season.
It's a long, long season in baseball.
They're getting used to each other. They're building the chemistry, and they're trying to figure out who belongs where, I guess. So, have a long season ahead, so they can figure it out. They have talent, that's for sure. But the GM's not worried about it. The fans shouldn't worry about it.
They definitely should not be worried about it. I mean, simply because, I mean, if you're looking at, what if the Dodgers were 22-2, and now you're looking at their 10.5 games out? Yes, but the Dodgers are 12-12, San Francisco 12-12. They just swept San Francisco. Arizona is 12-13, Colorado is 10-12, even San Diego is 8-15. So, like I mentioned at the beginning of the season, this NL West would be very tight. Arizona continues to play the ball that they're used to playing. They would definitely be in the thick of this thing. I picked Arizona to come out of this division, so we're definitely going to see how that's going to work out for them. So, you know, be sure to check out the game tonight. They're at the Rockies tonight. So it should be a very good game. They're at the Rockies tonight, I think, and it should be a very good game for them.
Did you hear about that one player that got accused of scuffing the ball with his wedding ring? I think it was the Tigers. They're accusing him of scuffing his ball by wearing his wedding ring. Now, would you be offended if you got accused of using your wedding ring to do something that was so dishonest? Because it's supposed to be a symbolism of faithfulness and loyalty, and now it's being used to be a cheat. Would you be, some men say they would be offended. Like, how would dare you accuse me of that? Would you be upset?
I think I would be more upset that you're trying to say that I'm cheating. I mean, kind of like D. Gordon right there. Now, you're telling me that I'm cheating in baseball by doing anything to alter the baseball. Not necessarily that I use my ring. You know, people have used sandpaper, people have used Vaseline, anything to alter that baseball. But it's not even the fact that I use my wedding ring. If you're telling me that
character.
I cheated and I did. Yeah, you're assassinating my character, so to speak. D. Gordon right now, the National League, batting champion last year, 80 games. He said he didn't know that the supplement he was taking was banned. I still blame him. You need to get that check. That's why you have people on your
so
team.
So much money. Oh my goodness, it's not even funny. It's not right.
Yeah, but that's the rule, though. That's the rule. I mean, regardless on how he didn't know, at the same time, he had an opportunity to check that out, and I still blame him for that. So he is definitely in trouble. He's definitely in trouble. So we'll see how that works. But no, would I be offended because they said that I did it with my wedding ring? No. I'd be more offended because they're telling me that I cheated and I didn't cheat. So, you know, that's one of those things. I mean, they could say anything, but yeah, it's one of those things. Moving over to the NBA playoff.
The next segment, we're going to be talking to Raymond Townsend. I can't wait. I'm so excited. He knows his game very, very well since he played it.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, he's going to give us some great insight about the series and whatnot.
Okay. I'm excited. The Cavaliers, they did what we thought that they were going to do. They swept Detroit in what seems like to be four very easy games with them. I'm actually surprised on what the Indiana Pacers and how they're taking to the Toronto Raptors. They actually beat Toronto last night 101-83. But, you know, the series that I'm talking about would be that series, and we're going to get more into it in the next segment, the Golden State series. I actually picked the Clippers, thinking that the Clippers would you know, come back and beat Portland, and Portland actually, you know, ended up beating, they surprised me. They surprised me by beating the Clippers. So we're going to talk more with Raymond about what Golden State is going to do. Steph Curry, I actually said that Golden State should have lost one more extra game in Houston so you can give one more game for Steph to rest before he comes back. But I don't know if that's going to impact his mobility. He's having that issue with his feet. Not sure that's going to help his hurt his mobility. But stick with us, KNFX, the Royal Sports. We definitely will be back with Raymond Townsend, former Golden State player. We break down his playoffs just a little bit longer. You are listening to the Sports Teams with Rod Johnson and Nicole Keith. He's so mad, but he won't.
At least 10 people have now died, more than 100 injured, 54 still missing, as rescuers dig through the rubble of a collapsed six-story residential building. It happened in a low-income section of Nairobi, the Kenyan capital. Correspondent Robin Creel is in the capital as the rescue effort proceeds.
It has been pouring with rain for days. It is rainy season in Kenya, and there has been massive flooding across the city. So people killed in their cars, for example, once rivers overflowed.
The building came down Friday after days of heavy rain and flooding, severe weather threatening the nation's midsection this morning. Meteorologist Allison Chinchar.
The threat stretches from St. Louis over to Louisville, Nashville, down towards New Orleans for large hail, damaging winds, and again, yes, the threat for isolated tornadoes, but there's also the threat for flooding as well for a lot of these areas that have already been inundated by flooding so far this month.
A 66-year-old grandmother and four of her grandchildren ages 6, 7, 8, and 9 died overnight in Palestine, Texas, southeast of Dallas, after flooting. I'm Christopher Cruz.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center for this morning, we'll have a clear sky, sunshine today with a high of 88, mainly clear tonight, low 62. Monday, sunny and breezy, high 82. Partly to mostly sunny on Tuesday, high 78. Sunshine Wednesday, high 84. I'm meteorologist Jim Minali from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 64 degrees.
Tune into the Sports King Saturday morning at 7 a.m.
You don't get that title, all-time leading rusher, by being hurt.
Everybody's choking now.
Always Duke, North Carolina. They're always in the top five.
Time's up.
You can always find us on the web, sportskings.net.
Catch up on everything in the world of professional sports with Rod Johnson, Nicole Key,
back to reality,
and Mean Gene the Sports Machine, Saturday at 7 a.m.
The Savage Nation.
Here's the thing to remember. We don't have a political system that's functional. The thing to remember is it's not a functional system. It's a monopoly. And like all monopolies, they're very difficult to break.
Monday through Friday, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Why does your child need an Arizona identification card? Because more than 2,000 children are reported missing every day. With an Arizona ID card, law enforcement can respond even faster during an Amber Alert. It also protects children against identity theft. Get your child an Arizona ID card at any motor vehicle division office. Learn more at azdot.gov/childid. Sponsored by ADOT in partnership with the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune up, tune up, tune up. Your car? No, your luxury wristwatch. It's time to tune up your watch at Diamond Jim's Jewelry. Our professional service includes cleaning, lubrication, and calibration. You save big with our special. Call 602-279-0561 for your nearest location. Diamond Jim's, 602-279-0561. It's time to tune up your watch at Diamond Jim's Jewelry. And Diamond Jim's is buying, too. Strapped for cash? Need extra money? Sell your old jewelry, luxury watches, and coins today. Call Diamond Jim's Jewelry, where you get the most cash for jewelry, watches, and coins. We are buying. Call 602-279-0561 for your nearest location. That's Diamond Jim's at 602-279-0561 and get the most cash today for your watches, jewelry, and coins. 602-279-0561.
Be healthy Sundays at 4 for more. Just ask to be retired nurse, retired U.S. Navy patient advocate, and legal nurse consultant. If she can't help you, her referrals can. That's Nurse to Be. 480-206-8850 or tune in Sundays at 4.
And we are back, and we're going to continue to win and win and win. I am your host, Rod Johnson. I forgot to do it, Nicole. I'm going to try to get me a good comeback one day. But I am Rod Johnson, and I am also with the lovely Nicole Key. And real quick, before we get to our special guest, on tap tonight for the NBA, 7:30 p.m. Central Time, you got the start of the series with Oklahoma City and San Antonio. And I am actually, I have to go with the old guys in this one. I have to go with San Antonio. Oh, it's going to be a real good, it should be a definitely a good series. I'm looking forward to go six.
I'm just kidding.
I'm looking forward to go six, even though Billy Donovan, and I think because they had so many fourth quarter collapses during the season, Billy Donovan finished actually last in the Coach of the Year, but at least he got one vote. Someone recognized him. But
it should go six. Special,
I'm sorry?
It should go six.
Oh, yeah. It should go six.
So can I introduce our special guest? I get the honor to do. Can I please introduce him? Oh, awesome.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
I'm so honored to introduce our guest, who's a former UCLA All-American member of the 1975 last John Wooden championship team, last graduated John Wooden recruit, a 1978 NBA first-round draft pick with the Golden State Warriors, and second-year starting average of 2.5, and first Filipino to play in the NBA, but the second one just coming 36 years after him, Jordan Clarkson, and his name is Raymond Townsend. Hi, Raymond. How are you this morning?
Hey, Nicole. Good morning. How are you?
How are you? Thank you for calling in and speaking with us this morning. I'm very honored.
You're very welcome.
I really, really appreciate that.
Mr. Townsend, how you doing, sir? Rod Johnson here. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
How you doing, Rod? Good, good.
I'm doing well.
It's my honor.
Okay.
So
all
how
right.
do you feel about the series, this NBA series playoffs? Are you entertained by them?
You know what? I usually don't watch the first round. I never feel the first round. You know, they might want to do an NBA thing and just eliminate the first round.
Are you bored? We were bored with it too.
Well, you know, it's just they're usually mismatches, and you know, I don't know. It's just not very entertaining. I'm looking forward to the second round matchups and. I always love playoff basketball because it's a whole different environment. The intensity, the level of play is improved, and you know, that's what you play for all year. You play an 82-game season and get ready for the playoffs. So.
Well, injuries also increased during the playoffs, too. Speaking of injuries, Curry, do you think he should have played this last series, or do you think they should have sat him out?
You know. Nicole, you put me on the spot all the time. Jerry West is a good friend of mine, and you know what? Those are decisions that are made by management. I personally wouldn't have played him. I thought they would get Houston without him, and you know, that was kind of a freak accident. But you know, I'm not sure. I just know when I used to play, I used to hate playing in arenas that had hockey teams. Because back in the day, you know, for some reason that condensation, and I'm not saying that's the reason, but I used to hate playing because there are certain areas on the floor would be really, really slippery and dangerous.
That's true.
Right, and we do have Robert Townsend. Raymond Townsend. I'm sorry, I said okay,
it's
Robert
okay
Townsend.
If you think I'm the comedian, that's cool, Rod. That's all right, man.
You take that one.
Hey, he got more fans than I do, so I'm okay with that.
former UCLA All-American, and he was actually coached by John Wooden. Can you just real quickly give us on how that felt? I mean, here you are, you're friends with Jerry West, and then you're coached by John Wooden. So we're looking at two legends. I mean, I'm in awe just speaking with you because of the legends that you've come across, and you know, countless others while you were playing the game of basketball. But being there with John Wooden, how was that?
You know, it's such a blessed life in basketball. I remember Coach Wooden, everything you read about him and you hear about him or you heard about him, everything was true. I mean, you know, never a curse word. When Coach got mad, you know, at practice or during the game, it was goodness gracious sakes alive. And that was his first word. And then after that, if your name came after the goodness gracious sakes alive, Raymond, you better pay attention to whatever he's going to say because it was going to affect your destiny either that game, next week, or your future. So it was just, I tell you what, he taught us that the basketball court was a book, and if you learn to read it, you can compete with anybody. And he just had our hearts and our minds as a team. They ran as one. There wasn't selfishness. There wasn't egotism. We executed like a machine. I mean, just flawless. And it was a great, not just an education, but what you learned about Coach Wooden is everything that he spoke out of his mouth had nothing to do with basketball. It was always about life. And you didn't get that until after you left the game.
Okay.
That's what NBA coaches are missing now, considering like there's like a low, I guess, pick of coaches, considering the Lakers picked Walton last night. We were talking about that the other day. Do you think that's a good fit for the Lakers to pick Walton, or should he have stood with the Warriors?
Well, you know, Luke had such a great season when he took over for Steve Kerr. And you know, it's always nice. And I know I like Luke. I think Luke's going to do a great job. I'm not sure if the timing is right for the Lakers. And I hope the Lakers give him a chance to sit down and get the type of players. I think for coaches, you know, you've seen a lot of coaches become general managers and coaches. And they want full autonomy of the players they get now because they have a system. And if your GM or your director of players personnel, whoever's in the front office, isn't getting the players that are going to fit into your system or what your vision is for that team, then it just isn't going to work. And, you know, the game's too intricate. It's too specialized now. So I hope they give Luke the time he needs to build that program, but he's got to get the players.
Do you know his coaching, how his system is, or how he coaches? Do you know anything about it? I'm unaware
One thing coaches do, I mean, if you've got a system that's working, I mean, you know, like anything else, don't fix the car if it's not broken. You know, that's a vehicle that's moving, and it hasn't moved like that in years, and it's a vehicle that I don't think anybody with Curry, I don't think anybody, I think they might get him in four. You're not going to get these guys in seven.
Right. Okay. All right. And we're joined today by Raymond Towns and former UCLA great. Raymond, I have to ask you this question, sir, because I was over in Manila, Philippines, for about 14 days here earlier this year.
Okay.
And that is, and you would think Manny Pacquiao is a boxing city. It's a boxing country. You know, because of him. But basketball is the number one sport over there, I'm quite as well as you know. So it's been 36 years but since you were the first Filipino player to play in the NBA. What's the gap? What's missing over there for the NBA to recognize more guys coming from that area?
The height?
Interesting question. You know what? You know what it is. No, they're getting there's some. I'm gonna tell you what. You know, the word for Filipinos in Tagalog is Kababayan. There's some tall Kababayans over there now. But what it's gonna take? And I speak this anytime I go back there, anywhere I get asked about my Filipino heritage because nobody knows what I am because when I played, everybody was black. I had an afro. My mom's Filipino, my dad's a white boy. I mean, it's you know, nobody knew. But whenever I speak about my Filipino heritage, what it's going to take, it's going to take a Filipino athlete over there. And I tell you, there's one over here right now that might be the first, what they call, you know, the big discussion in the Philippines is, well, you and Jordan are Filipino Americans. We want a purebred Filipino-born, you know, NBA player. But what it's going to take is one of the players who were born in the Philippines to come over to the United States, play in an American system at a major college, you know, Kansas, UCLA, well, UCLA. I always throw them in there because we were dominant back in the day. But, you know, North Carolina, Kentucky, some of those teams, in that respect, you know, they need to come over here, get educated, play at that level, get seen, because we have the greatest exposure in the world when it comes to basketball or any sport. And then when they get drafted, can do it. Now, there's a kid named Kobe Parris that's going to go to UCLA, which is wonderful. I'm so proud that, you know, we got another Filipino finally over at UCLA. This is the first Filipino-born, you know, there's a lot of pressure on this young man to succeed and become, you know, that NBA player they're looking for. There's another one named Bobby Ray Parks Jr. His dad was an American, but he married over there, lived over there, and Bobby Ray was over there. He was with Dallas this summer. I spoke to Bobby Ray about, you know, carrying the torch. You know, you just want, like anything else, you just want somebody to carry the torch, man.
We'll pick up the conversation in the next segment. Can we have him stay on for one more segment, and this we could continue the show and end with him? That'd be awesome. I would love for you to stay on. Are you willing to, Raymond?
Sure. That'd be wonderful.
Awesome. Thank you.
I'd enjoy it. Thank you.
We're going to close out this segment right now so we could catch up with talking with you on the other end. Is that okay with you, Rod?
Sure.
Yeah, that's fine.
It sounds like we got to make that final decision, huh?
You know the women run everything, Robert.
Hey, I'm well trained. She knows that.
Stop it.
All right, we are the Sports Kings here. We are sitting here with Raymond Towns, who's going to sit in with us on our next segment as we get into more NFL and, of course, more NBA. We are the Sports Kings, Rod Johnson and Nicole Key.
Tune into the Sports King Saturday morning at 7 a.m.
You don't get that title, all-time leading rusher, by being hurt. Everybody's choking now. Always Duke, North Carolina. They're always in the top five. You can always find us on the web, sportskings.net.
Catch up on everything in the world of professional sports with Rod Johnson, Nicole Key, and Mean Gene the Sports Machine, Saturday at 7 a.m.
Arizona at Work is the program for working people. We talk about the issues that affect the people who work for a living and your families. If you are overworked and underpaid and you can't make ends meet on what you make, we want to hear your story.
Arizona at Work, Thursday at 11 a.m.
Would you like to expand your business? I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. KFNX is one of the most cost-effective and powerful ways to get your message out, reach potential customers, and grow your business. Advertise for only $10 per 30-second spot on top shows like Laura Ingraham and Michael Savage. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
Hi, this is Connie Salica. Tune into my show, Intelligence for Your Health, right here on Independent Talk. 1100 KFNX, Sundays at 10 p.m.
Tune up, tune up, tune up. Your car? No, your luxury wristwatch. It's time to tune up your watch at Diamond Jim's Jewelry. Our professional service includes cleaning, lubrication, and calibration. You save big with our special. Call 602-279-0561 for your nearest location. Diamond Jim's, 602-279-0561. It's time to tune up your watch at Diamond Jim's Jewelry. And Diamond Jim's is buying, too. Strapped for cash? Need extra money? Sell your old jewelry, luxury watches, and coins today. Call Diamond Jim's Jewelry, where you get the most cash for jewelry, watches, and coins. We are buying. Call 602-279-0561 for your nearest location. That's Diamond Jim's at 602-279-0561 and get the most cash today for your watches, jewelry, and coins. 602-279-0561.
Tired of expensive weight loss programs? Don't spend hundreds per week. Summit Medical Weight Loss Clinic is the home of the $28 per week weight loss plan. Get your medical consultation, appetite suppressant, B12 shot, and supplements to curb cravings and boost your metabolism, all for only $28 a week. No contracts, no startup fees, just pay as you go. Get your first week free. Call 480-306-4410, the home of the $28 per week weight loss plan. Mention KFNX and get your first week free. 480-306-4410.
And we are back to our final segment here on KFNX on this beautiful Saturday morning. I am Rod Johnson, your host today with Nicole Key, and we are still joined by Raymond Townsend, former UCLA great, former great with the Golden State Warriors. Raymond, before we get any predictions that you're willing to give, and I know that you're friends with, you know, being a former Golden Stater, and, being friends with Jerry West, I kind of already know which way you're going with this, but before we get any predictions from you, what do you have going on now? Are you doing anything that, you know, we can tell the listeners out there about?
Well, you know, Coach Wooden always told his players, man, there's no greater service than serving one another. I've been fortunate. And, yeah, it's all about Jesus Christ and going out and serving people.
Praise God.
And, we've serviced over 45,000 children. About 10,000 of those children are special needs, and the other 35,000 are just youth that want to play basketball. And I'm doing international camps. I do about 8. In my own city, we serviced over 30,000 children with not just basketball, but I did special needs services for kids with learning disabilities and schizophrenic, bipolar, emotionally disturbed. So, you know, I did my work,
that I was
supposed to do. And I'm actually blessed that basketball has been such a catalyst in order to go out and serve young people.
Do you have a website, a social media we can direct everyone to? And we can definitely push it out on our website, and especially
the website's called RT Basketball, and we're revamping it because we've done some.
Okay.
We just got back from Venezuela and Brazil, but it'll be up in about 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. Go ahead and shoot that to me, and I'll go ahead and put it on the site for you so we could get that out there to the public. That'd be awesome to get more support
great.
For it.
Wonderful.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Okay,
just let us know in a couple of weeks.
Predictions. You know, I think Golden State's still tough. I just don't think, you know, and I'm just being candid, as much as I'm loyal to my team and everything, it's just, you know, when you take out 28, 30, 32 points a game, somebody's got to pick it up, and I just don't know if anybody's going to pick up that kind of, you know. I hope he gets healthy. I hope he doesn't come back too soon. There's a lot of variables involved. You know, San Antonio, you know, I thought the Clips were playing the best basketball until they got injured. They're the best basketball that I've seen them play in a long time.
Yes.
So
yes.
Right now it could be anybody in terms of the West. I've always liked San Antonio because they just play so smart. If Curry comes back full strength, you know, my prediction is going to be Golden State. Like I said, I don't think anybody can get them in 7.
Yeah, and you know, up at this time last week when I heard that you may be coming on the show, or earlier this week, I was definitely getting ready to have an argument about Clippers and Warriors, because I honestly thought the way the Clippers were playing before they got hurt, that they honestly, and then when I heard Steph Curry was hurt, oh, the Clippers going to win this, you know, in 6. But then
right.
the injuries continue to mount up for the Clippers. It looks as if you know, it's going to be 2 backup point guards playing against each other for a little while, and you have to go with that overall team play that Steve Kerr has those guys going on.
Exactly.
I have to ask you real quick before we let you go. Steve Kerr, coach of the year. He only coached in 43 games. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, because he put that thing together. Let's be candid. Jerry West put that together. He's the master. He put it together with the Lakers. But Steve Kerr has coached that team and put it together. And even though he had that back situation, you know, no discredit. I think Luke's going to do a great job in the NBA. But I think Nicole, you and Rod, we'd love to step into a situation and take a team that just won the NBA championship and guide that team. Yes, yeah. It's a nice situation to come in. So, yeah, I think Kerr's a wonderful coach. I mean, he's got the old school basketball. He's got fast break transition basketball going on. If it's not there, they're smart enough to bring it out. He's got great half court execution. He's got a team playing great defense. They're unselfish. When Jerry and I were talking the other day, we were talking about the high basketball IQ of the Golden State Warriors, but more so the hearts of the players. There's no egos. It's just about one another. It's just such a unified group. And let's be candid. It's a team that's not afraid to speak out about their spiritual walk with Jesus Christ. So, you know what, that's something to be said. Whether you want to do that or not in sports, you know what, it's a group that plays together, stays together, and wins together.
Exactly.
Okay.
Awesome.
And, you know, only thing I have right there, Terry Stotts in Portland, what he did with this depleted Portland team, and now he has them going to their next round of the playoffs. You know, I definitely think, and nothing to take away from Kerr, but he should have been considered. I mean, he got 335 votes where Kerr got 331, but he did a great job in Portland. So, you know,
Terry's
two
goals
to both those guys, two goals to both those teams.
Terry's a great coach. You know, Terry, nobody really knows this. He taught under and got mentored by George Karl back in the day in Denver.
Oh, I love George Karl. He's such an awesome coach.
And Terry's a good coach, and he, you know, understands the X's and O's. He puts it together. He sees he's a great chess player. I mean, he's going to get
what
it.
What's Kobe Karl? Is he still playing?
Who?
I'm sorry?
Kobe Karl, Coach Carl's son.
You know what? I don't think he's in the league anymore.
Yeah.
No? Oh. I remember he played for the Lakers for 1 year.
If he's on the far end of someone's bench, if he is in the league, because I hadn't heard his name in a long time.
Yeah, but I love Coach Karl. Okay. I think he even we had cancer and he conquered it. That's awesome. He's a good man.
Yes, yes. It's always awesome when anybody conquers that.
Huh? That's true. Very true.
Well, Raymond, thank you so much, my friend, for joining us today on this early
Saturday morning. We
really,
really appreciate it.
For you. And we really appreciate
Rod, thank
speaking
you
with you
very, very much for having me. Nicole, surely appreciate you.
Thank you.
You know what? I was very fortunate to have the chance to talk to you, so thank you very, very much.
Thank
appreciate
you.
Your show. Appreciate y'all's knowledge. It's nice to talk
thank
to
you.
People who know what they're
thank
talking
about. Thank you for
about.
Sharing yours, sir. All right, you have a
thank
great
you very
have a
much.
Blessed weekend. Have a blessed
great.
Weekend, and we'll chat with you soon, okay?
God bless.
Bye, Raymond. Thank you.
Thank you.
There you have it, the great Raymond Townsend, former great UCLA and Golden State great. Nicole, that was a great interview with him. We really appreciate you getting him on, and we'll definitely look forward to talking to him real soon.
Oh, yes. He'll be back on. We'll get him back on. Definitely. He's such a great man. He does such amazing things with what he's done in as a player and as a person. He's just very awesome.
Right. Right, you know, and I knew asking him his prediction for the playoffs. He didn't say definitely, but there was no way he was going to go, you know, outside of Golden State. So it was interesting to see. It was funny to see how he worded that very carefully. He didn't want to go against his buddy Jerry West, which I totally understand. I mean, you know.
Well, see, I could have put him on the spot saying, "Is he going to come back to L.A.? Is Jerry West going to come back to L.A.?" So I was nice. So I wanted to say that. But can you tell him to come to L.A.? Can you tell him that I love him?
Hey, guys, we're gonna transition back over to the second and third round of the NFL draft, which actually happened last night, the fourth, fifth. The rest of the draft will actually happen later today and tomorrow. And this segment, Nicole, and it was something that you had earlier today, this segment of ours, a special friend of the Sports Kings, a blog by the name of thewayiseeit.com, and it's thewayiseeit.com. Trust me, Nicole can tell you, if you want to laugh at some real life situations, go out and check out thewayiseeit.com, and it's thewayiseeit.com. It is some very relatable stuff, especially if you're a parent. You're going to laugh. This is an excellent blog put together by a phenomenal person, so go out and check it out. So, Nicole, getting back to this NFL draft, last night, round three, Texas A&M quarterback Brandon Williams would go and help this Arizona defense even more. He was selected by Arizona at the 92nd pick last night. As you can see, Arizona may just be focusing on helping that defense, which, you know, was one of the best in the NFL. I'm looking at Arizona. They may go after a wide receiver because we know Larry Fitzgerald is getting towards the end.
They need a center. I think they'll probably go center or quarterback.
Yeah, I would like to see Arizona in that fifth or sixth round go with a young quarterback. Again, you heard me say it a couple of weeks ago, Cardale Jones from Ohio State. He's not ready. No, he's not. Carson Palmer is not ready to leave either. But if his kid can sit behind Carson Palmer for the next 2.5-3 years under Bruce Arians.
We're closing out. We're going to have to close out the show. Thanks for joining KFNX on 1100 AM with the Sports Kings with Rod Johnson and Nicole Key. See you next weekend.
Hi, this is Mike Colvin, host of The Valley Insider and owner of Dimension 5 Productions. I'm here today to inform you that for the month of April, Dimension 5 Productions is running a special. In an effort to get our name out there, we will be taking up to 50% off our services. You can get a great custom animation as low as $750. You can get a great explainer video for your products and services as low as $1,250. Well, you get the idea, so hurry to d5prod.com. This offer is only good for a limited time. That's d5prod.com.
Business owners and managers, don't miss this opportunity to learn money-saving information about individual and business healthcare coverage and benefits. In Business Magazine presents the new Healthcare Luncheon and Expo Wednesday, April 27th. Three panels of experts will guide you toward building a healthy workplace, meeting compliance, and improving employee culture. The new Healthcare Luncheon and Expo Wednesday, April 27th at the Camelback Inn Resort and Spa. Register today at InBusinessMag.com. That's InBusinessMag.com.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations.